When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I can't go out. I'm sick.
Boo, you whore.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Outgoing.
Without going out.
I'm Lexi.
And I'm not Gabby.
Mom and I are here. Gabby is on her cruise, living her best life, and Mom is actually in Florida for just today. At least to see me today. She's here to help my grandparents, but she's at my house just for basically the evening, and I figured why not podcast, and I had a really funny idea out of the blue of asking her Gen Z slang and her guessing what it is. Bad.
I'm already telling you.
So we're going to get into that, but first, you guys know we're just going to go through our life updates. Mom has a crazy story about her and Gabby's travel, but let me start because I really don't have any. Life updates. I did my nails. They're Christmas red. I need to do my mom's toes after this and cook dinner. Since the last time we podcast, I really do not have much to say. I've been working out consistently in the home gym, which has been nice. We've been cooking our meals that we get from HelloFresh, not sponsored. I wish it was, but we're back in like a routine, which is really nice. And I'm actually so happy to not be going anywhere for the month of December. Like, this past weekend felt so long because we did nothing. We binged Squid Games, the challenge, which we didn't realize that it's still not all the way out. So tomorrow the finale episode comes out. We thought we could finish it all. But so now Sean and I are both caught up to the same point. And actually one of Gabby's old cheer teammates was on it. He's eliminated now in the episode we're at. But he made it pretty far. Like, he had screen time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which was kind of crazy.
I have to watch it, I guess.
Yeah, it is interesting. It's really interesting. It's like, it kind of reminds me of Big Brother and like the social aspect of it. But then like there's competitions. You would actually like it. Maybe we'll start it while we eat. But so we watched that. And then we watched all of the Hunger Games movies. And I went and saw the new Hunger Games again with Sean, though, this time. And I will say I'm glad I went and saw it twice because I feel like I understand everything a lot more, especially after rewatching all of them.
That's what I wish I would have done.
And then going, well, don't worry, you can do it again. Because
no, I cannot.
Well, not like right now, but like at some point you can watch them all and then go see it. But that's literally all we did all weekend, is just like hang out and like do nothing. And it was amazing. So now I'll let Shelly take the floor with how she got down here and what her weekend looked like to get here.
Yeah, because what, the last time we podcast is when we were driving to...
Last time you podcasted with us,
Oh, yeah, you did one without me, but whatever. And
it is our podcast, so...
Yeah, I just listened to that one, actually, on my drive here. So, yeah, my week was crazy. I can't wait till I get into a routine, though, because after you guys left from Thanksgiving, this girl got a sinus infection that
she
knocked
me
on my... rear end.
She sounded awful.
I don't know if I should swear. For like 4 days. So I was so excited. Grandparents were gone. You were gone. Or my parents, your grandparents, gone. And I was ready to start my whole diet. And one day, last Tuesday, I started getting a little, the nose was running like crazy. And I did go work out hard. And I was all excited and I ate well. And then by Tuesday night, I was an absolute mess.
She sounded so
and
sick.
It knocked me out Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday was busy, and then I left Saturday. Oh, so I just finally got better. Like Friday night was the first night I slept decently, and then I had to get up bright and early on Saturday morning to judge a cheerleading competition.
Yeah,
all day from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. and after that I went home and went to bed because I got up at 4:36 a.m. on Sunday morning, left my house and was on the road by 5:30 a.m. to drive 6.5 hours to Louisville, however you say it, to meet Gabby at WSF cheer competition.
I really don't know why you did this. This is like
okay, so
a lot.
I really don't know either, but a long time ago, a couple months ago or weeks ago, whenever Gabby was deciding on, oh my gosh, I have a cheerleading competition in Louisville, then I have to be home by Monday morning to get on her cruise, and then she goes to Tampa. Like, she's got, what, 10 days straight of gone. Well, we looked all over for flights from Louisville to Miami, and the latest one was 3:30, and the competition schedule wasn't out, and we knew she had to be there till at least 4 or 5 before she could leave, and therefore the only late flights were out of Nashville. But how was she getting from Louisville to Nashville?
You, of course.
Yes. So I drove to Louisville 6.5 hours to meet her, got to see Lady Jags compete, and then she stayed. We had to leave by 5, and of course they were like number 5 on the award ceremony. There were 8 teams in their award ceremony, and they were like the 15 down. Well, lo and behold, they didn't go in that order, and medium senior was first, and we could have stayed the 10 minutes because they ended up winning. I'm sure she'll go into this and getting a paid bid, but we were on FaceTime. And we're so proud of them, but...
How far is the competition from Nashville's airport?
Okay, so it was 2 hours and 40 minutes until we checked that day, because obviously there's construction and a big accident or two. And I'm not sure if Waze was taking me around it, but while we were on FaceTime with the awards, I missed that. Or if really they weren't taking me around it. Either way, we were stuck in standstill traffic. I had to cancel my cheap hotel parking because there was no way we were going to get an Uber and get to the airport. We were lucky we made it anyway. So we parked at the Nashville airport. We're running in. Luckily, we didn't have any checked bags. Instead, we had to pay a fortune for a carry-on. But we knew that anyway beforehand. And then we get to our gate and we're like, okay, we had to use the restroom because for 2 hours we were in traffic and couldn't get off to do anything. Luckily, I got gas before. And I've learned my lesson with that. And so we run. We get to gate C. I'm like, oh, we have time. And then we get to C4, and we are C10. And it says, this way to your shuttle. What? A shuttle? Then lo and behold, it wasn't a shuttle. It was this bus that takes you over to C10 across the runway. So here we are. Luckily, it was all Miami people. And we are stopping every 5 seconds for a plane to cross the runway. And we have to get to the gate that we can see from there, but we can't get to it. So we get there, we run, then we're on the plane way too soon anyway, but whatever. We made it, flew in. So I got her and Justin in their apartment all taken care of and took Cloud. Well, they left to go to their cruise. I took Cloud to your grandparents, my parents. And then I was helping them yesterday because we had to get Grandma's new phone. And their TV, Fire TV, had to be set up and everything because they've gotten there and we still don't have their bedroom TVs. That's tomorrow morning's fun. And I have to do some cleaning and clean out and just get them all settled and brought Cloud there. So they're watching Cloud for the week.
It sounds like you just need to move down here and then you could get into a routine. Because your routine is messed up because you come down here.
My boyfriend is up there, but yes, we could travel that way instead maybe. He'd probably like that. But So then I drove over here for the day to see Lexi and get some things done. And that's what I've been doing. And now I have to fly back tomorrow night. I have to fly back to Nashville. And this is the worst part is I forgot I have to drive back. So
that is
I have
crazy.
To fly back to Nashville.
How long does that drive from Nashville to home?
Well, it's technically only 9 hours, but you lose an hour. So it's 10 hours.
Oh, my God.
But not really. It's only really 9 hours. But so I'm going to drive a few hours till I'm tired.
I hate when you do this. You stress me out. You make me nervous.
I don't know if I'll actually get a hotel room, or I already talked to my girlfriend that I used to work with that lives there, and she said her neighborhood is safe. I could just park in her driveway, sleep a few hours.
She wouldn't let you sleep in her house?
Well, I don't think she has any room. Plus, I don't want to go in her house because it's going to be like 4 hours or 5 hours. That's all I need.
So weird.
And get going. But we'll see. I might get a cheap hotel room, depending on how far I get and how tired. If I sleep on the plane, I should be ready and raring to go, at least get knockout 3-4 hours that night. Then I only have 5 to do. So Thursday I can get home.
This was poor planning.
Go to cryo, do all my stuff, and start actually getting on a schedule, I hope. Because this girl still needs to lose weight.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
For the wedding.
Well, that was a really long intro.
Yeah, sorry.
update on my hard drive, because I think I talked about it on the podcast. I can't remember where I talked about it at this point. Basically, they got back to me and said they can't recover anything, which is a shock. I really was not expecting that. I fully expected it to be expensive, but I expected them to easily be able to recover it because there was no external damage whatsoever on the hard drive. The plus is, but I was wrong. Wasn't
expensive.
Well, yeah, but I didn't get any of my stuff.
I know.
So, yeah. Anyways, we're going to stop talking about it because it makes me upset.
Okay.
Let's get into our favorites. What is your favorite?
All right. My favorite this week is Giftya. G-I-F-T-Y-A. Yes? Giftya.com. So, because I was doing the gift cards for Lexi and Sean for Christmas and Gabby every now and then. So it's so funny that you two pick two different ways. You're so different. Two different ways. I said, here's the amount of money I'm giving you. Would you like little gift cards throughout December or one big gift at the end? Or what would you want? Lexi picks, she likes little things every day. So she'll get her their money spread out in the gift series.
Fun to me.
Yes, it's fun for me too. Gabby, I'll just take a couple. So she's getting like four. And so I just divide. But anyway, I had to get them out and I knew I wouldn't get them in the mail or get here for the first couple. So I went on and Giftya is so easy to send. They charge you little fees, but still so worth it. So if you want to send gift cards to people, it's a good one.
And it's a cute little like holiday swipe scratch off thing that reveals the gift. It's kind of fun.
Oh, really? Yeah, I don't even know what you get. No.
Oh, you don't pick the cover?
Oh, I do pick the cover, but I just figured it just comes as... I don't know how it comes to you. Oh, no, yeah,
it's like a little... I'll try and show you. Sometime. I think it'll still let me open it.
But I picked some fun... I mean, I picked things that...
Yeah.
Win, so it is fun, so...
Yeah. Cute idea. My favorite is self-tanner, and it's not a specific one because I ended up mixing three different kinds because I'm running low on a couple of them, but they were all mousse-type self-tanners. Yeah, I mixed Loving Tan and two different kinds of B-Tan. Gabby gave me the B-Tans. I use Loving Tan forever. That's my favorite. The dark Loving Tan mousse. And it's so easy. I literally just showered and then put lotion on when I got out of the shower. And then once I was dry, I just took the mitt and like wiped it all over myself. And then it like develops. You shower it off like the first layer. And then that's it.
Did you do your face?
I did my face with the Isles of Paradise spray with the mitt. Yes, I did. I don't feel like my face doesn't look as tan, but... Yeah, that's it. That's all I did. And it was great because I haven't had time to go outside and it's not that, the sun's not that strong here.
I might have to do that because I've gotten no sun since I've been here because I either been too busy or when I'm laying out, by the time I get to outside, it's cloudy or because the UV is 3.
Yeah. It's winter here, Michelle. Okay, great. So why don't we hop into our Gen Z slang words? So I'm going to say the word and you have to tell me. What you think it means, okay?
Could be bad.
We'll start easy. Okay,
I hope so.
What does basic mean?
Oh, you're basic. Like you're just average, normal, basic.
Yeah, so and used to denote... Oh, they call you basic?
Yeah.
Used to denote those who prefer mainstream products, trends, and music.
Yeah.
I would say, yeah. You're basic.
BWG, that's what they call me at work.
A basic white girl.
Yeah, I'm like, really?
That's funny.
A woman.
Okay. What does beat your face mean?
Oh my gosh.
It's not inappropriate.
Yeah. What was that? Beat your meat, beat your face.
Oh my gosh, Michelle. I'm going to have to mark this episode as explicit.
Sorry. Beat your face?
Yes.
Oh gosh. I don't know what that would mean. Like, don't beat yourself up. I don't know.
No. So it's to apply makeup to your face. People say like if they're doing a full beat, like they beat their face, they're putting on like full face of makeup.
Oh, it just doesn't sound good. It should not mean that. That's not a good one.
I like that one. What does ASF mean?
All right, this might take me a minute. ASF.
For example, that is lame ASF.
Oh.
Yeah, if I use it in a sentence, it's pretty easy.
Is it bad?
Yes, as bleep.
Yeah.
The F word. But ASF as one word is how they write shortened as and then the F word. Apparently people say that.
AF.
No, ASF.
Yeah, but I've only heard.
Oh, yes. AF is what I would say is people shorten it to. But
the S really isn't. It's just as.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's just apparently how Gen Z does it.
Oh, well. I didn't know that. I do know AF. I remember I had to look how many, when you guys used to send them in texts and people, I would have to look up like, roll your, like, what was it? Like, I
roll. R-O-F-L, yeah. Rolling on the floor laughing.
Or well, that and like, roll your eyes. What was the other one I had to look up? Oh, the other day I had to look up, well, not the other day, but POV. I'm like, what? Everybody's using POV.
Point of view.
Point of view.
Yes.
Well, okay. I got that now. I'm trying to think what that one was way back when that you guys always used in a head. Oh, roll, like, no, laughing on the floor. I don't remember what it was, but
LMAO,
I always had to look.
I don't know. No, I didn't really use other ones, but.
I love when she vlogs.
Okay. I'm like, oh my gosh, stop. Look at me. She's mad because I turned my camera on because it's Vlogmas and I'm going to record a piece of the podcast on
Gabriella
Vlogmas.
Gabriella puts the most unattractive pictures of me on her thumbnails.
Yeah, she does it to me too. Welcome to my life. Okay, next one is bet.
You bet?
No, bet. I mean, kind of, but
bet,
like
I'm right, bet ya?
No. Oh. When people say like, sentence. Oh, bet, like, let's go get ice cream and someone says like, oh, bet.
Like, yes?
Like, yes. Okay, it's on. Okay. I don't know. I feel like Justin says bet.
I would think he would. He used one the other day that I had to look up.
What is a body count?
How many people are there? Body count. Like, you count the bodies people use like, in a sentence?
What do you mean? How many people there are what? Like, in a room? Like, is that
yeah.
what you're saying?
Like, oh. If you're saying, what's the body count?
Oh, yeah. No, so Gen Z says body count is the amount of people that you've slept with.
Oh. Not
like,
good.
What's your body count?
That would be like my BMI or something. What? I'd be like giving them like a big number. It'd be bad.
So oh my gosh.
Okay. Thank heavens I didn't use that one.
This is a Justin word.
Okay.
Bussin'.
Oh, yes.
What does it mean?
Maybe that's the one the other day.
What does it mean?
Wait, I know because I looked it up, but I don't remember it now. I remember he said, we be bussin'. And I'm like, where are you bussin' to? Like, I don't know. I don't remember. See, this is the
It's used to describe good food. This salad is bussin'.
Oh, yes. He was talking about food. You are right. Yeah, not... I don't get that one.
Okay. What is a clap back?
Clap back. Like clap it back.
I need you to describe it, not just
I
say
know,
the word.
I know. I feel like my kids when I say, what does this word mean? And they say the word again. Clap back. Clap back. Like do it again or... Yeah, I don't know.
He was being, this is the sentence they give, is okay. He was being mocked, so he clapped back and made the whole room go quiet. Basically, it's like a swift and witty response to an insult. Like, okay, if you insult
kinda,
me, I'm going to clap back and say something.
Okay,
too.
I could have got it maybe with the sentence, but I can see that, and that's not a bad one. I get it.
Okay. What does the word dank mean?
Dank?
D-A-N-K?
D-A-N-K. I know, skank.
Nope,
dank.
No, not that one.
Dank? Like, can you use it in a sentence, please? I feel like I'm on a spelling bee. Sentence, please.
I like dank memes. That's the sentence they give. That's kind of dumb.
Dank is just, see, doesn't seem
so
like it's a
where
good
I'm
thing.
I'm confused. I agree with you. It doesn't sound like it's a good thing. And this is where I get confused because neither you or I are very well versed in cannabis. But according to this, it was used to mean excellent marijuana. But to me, like, the English dictionary has dank listed as something unpleasantly moist or humid. So to me,
correct.
Wouldn't dank be a bad thing? But people say
it would.
That it's a good thing. I don't know. As
it
you guys can
smells
tell,
dank anyway.
I'm not good at these things either. I'm old. So
she's an old soul. I'm just
okay.
An old person.
What is drip?
Drip.
If someone has drip.
Has drip. Their nose is running. I had lots of drip last week.
No,
I think I lost 8 pounds, I wish, in drip.
Trendy, high-class fashion. So, like, if you're dressed head to toe, like, in designer, like, that is
drip. Too. That's a Justin word, too.
Runny nose.
I had drip last week.
Okay. Okay, I just saw this on a TikTok the other day, and I didn't know what it means. Gyat.
Get out of here.
No.
Get out of here.
G-Y-A-T.
Oh, G-Y-A-T. Get your ass tumbling. Nope. There's a coach, you say, get.
This is so bad. No, so apparently It is short for God damn, like, yeah. But apparently it also... I'm trying to think if, like, that's why it sounds like that. But I almost also heard is, girl, you're bleep thick. But that has two T's. And the one on sound TikTok had one T, and it was short for girl, you're butt, but not butt, thick. But apparently it's also short for, like, God dang.
Typically when somebody sees something.
Sees a female with a curvy figure or enlarged buttocks.
Oh my. Yet.
Do you know what
goat? A lot of yet. And I.
Do you know what goat stands for?
Wait. Greatest of all time.
Yeah. I do know goat. Right.
Because of football and that. But yes.
Okay. What if something hits different? What does that mean? If something hits different.
I know. This one's pretty easy too. Hits different. It's like. Bad but good, or it's odd but you like it. Is that a hits different?
Kind of. So something that is better in a peculiar manner. So yeah. People say, like, Sprite from McDonald's just hits different. Like, McDonald's Sprite is better than other Sprite, people say.
Nice. That's like their ice cream as well, I must say.
Okay, this one I've never heard of. It's an acronym. Okay, so it stands for words. Mm-hmm. IJBOL.
IJBOL.
I wouldn't say this is Gen Z. It says it dates back to 2009, but I guess it came back in 2021. I don't know.
What is it?
IJBOL.
I just about.
You're kind of close. You got I just.
I just. BOL?
Yep.
Bowel movement. I just shit my pants.
I just burst out laughing.
Oh, yeah.
It says it's a version of LMAO.
Yeah. Oh, I should use that one because I use LOL and LMAO way too much. So I can do, I just burst out laughing.
I'm a big fan of the just laughing emojis. I feel like that's usually easier, but okay.
I'm a big emoji girl, so.
What does it's giving mean? When people say, like, oh, it's giving this.
I think Justin uses that too.
What does it mean?
Great for this. It's giving.
Because he's Gen Z, so that makes sense.
It's giving. Like, it's giving me. Like, good vibes. It's
so like,
giving.
If
like,
I'm
it's
looking...
cool. It's a positive thing.
Okay, so, if, yeah.
Like,
if,
your
so
lights, if... it's giving.
Oh, thank you.
Outside.
I thought you hated my lights.
No, outside. Inside were a little
She says it's like 90s Christmas.
In my TikTok-mas that I didn't, am not
oh
doing
gosh.
Now.
Go look at my TikTok, guys.
I really need to go and do... I really need to just go to every one of their Vlogmases and make all my comments because nobody listens to me. So I thought I'd do them in my car.
Oh, my goodness.
So maybe on my drive home, I'll TikTok miss myself through the next couple days about
Please
their vlogs.
Be safe. Okay. So, yes, if you just say, like, oh, it's giving, like, yes, it's, like, it's giving, like, it looks good, like, yes, slay.
Yeah,
that's another
okay,
one.
Good,
but if
right.
it's, if you
Point
say, like,
me.
It's giving something. So, like, my outfit right now, it's giving Adam Sandler. Like, I it's just, it's not. Fashionable.
Yes,
I'm wearing mismatched grays.
Yeah. Well, actually, they're not that bad, but yeah.
Okay. IYKYK. You should know this
oh, yeah.
because
if
it's
Gabby. If you
know,
Gabby. You know. Yeah. If you didn't know, now you know.
Yeah,
well,
but
I know
so
that
if
one.
You know, you know.
Yeah,
so.
I got that all everywhere.
That's good. I've never know, heard this. Let him cook. Like if you say to someone, let him cook, what does that mean? I've never heard this.
Let him cook. Let them sit there and fester and ponder upon, ignore them a little bit. Let them sit over there on the and get their bearings or let them have their time. I don't know.
Okay, so this says to give one space to proceed uninterrupted and hope that the result would be entertaining.
Oh, okay.
So, like, hold on, let him cook. Like, let him say something funny, I guess.
Okay, yeah, I was halfway there. Half a point for me.
What is no cap? Dustin says this one, too.
Oh, really? No cap.
What does like, that mean? If I say something and then I end it with no cap.
Like, you don't have to explain it? No cap. No, you can use swear words? I don't know.
So cap is another word for lie. So saying no cap means like I'm not lying.
Like,
so like,
no lie.
This example says I'm actually going to be productive today. No cap.
Or like dead ass. Is that the one that
Sure.
what you call used to use?
Sure.
Is that what it is? David Dobrik, Denise, Dennis.
Maybe.
I don't know,
okay. The next one. What's an NPC?
An NPC?
It stands for something, but then it also is like slang for something, if that makes sense.
Is it no?
An example. That guy has no personality. What an NPC.
Non-personable.
You're close. So it's non-playable character. So like in a game of like just a background person, basically. Someone who cannot think for themselves and has little or no control over their own life. Someone who just believes what they're told. None of their own thoughts.
An NPC, a follower.
Okay. Yeah. Non-playable character.
Interesting.
I'm trying
to. Do people really use these? Well, I know Justin uses some of these, so I guess so. I always thought that was more like of a New York thing and stuff, but maybe it's a Gen Z thing.
What is simp? What's a simp? Oh, if you describe somebody as a simp.
Simple person. A simple person that just is very plain, right?
And, no. I mean. Oh,
plain Jane.
So the internet uses a simp to say like someone who's like pining over a girl and just like stop simping over her. Like this one, this example says, stop simping for that girl. She doesn't even know you.
Oh, interesting.
When you're just
simping,
like,
it even has.
Yeah. Like stop being a simp. Like you're just, they usually say that when like a guy is like nice and emotional.
Oh yes. I did hear that before somewhere.
What is SKSKSKSK?
What? It's a sound to make your pets come here. Come here. Come here. A snake.
No, so apparently it's a way to convey laughter on the internet. Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Oh,
like,
I use ha 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 ha.
Yeah.
That's way better.
What do you, like, what does it mean when something slaps?
Oh, it's. It slaps. It's good. I think just slaps. It's hot. It's good.
Used to refer to something that is good, usually when referring to music. So like that song slaps.
Yeah, yes. Yes, agree.
Agree. What is a soft launch?
Oh, something we need to do.
No. Not in this context.
Oh, because that's why we're here doing business, because we forgot to mention all that thing, but that's coming up. Stay tuned on the business aspect, but so we need to do a soft launch, but not that kind. So let's think of what that means.
You don't really soft launch a business. Think another aspect that you would soft launch something on the internet.
So you do it, but don't do it full blown? No, I don't know. Like
so
I've heard it.
It's used to imply that you're in a relationship without like posting your boyfriend.
Wait, because somebody just did. Wait a minute. Time out. Somebody just did a.
Who did a soft launch?
No, somebody said the hard. Oh, Dawson Knox did the hard launch. No.
Hard launch is when you actually show the person.
So
and
Dawson
yes.
Knox did that.
So a soft launch, for an example, would be like you show that you're on a date with someone and their hands
and
in
show,
it, but you
yes.
don't show their face.
So Gabby did soft launch with Justin for a while.
Yes.
And Dawson just did a hard launch with getting engaged. Yes.
What is yeet?
Yeet. Something your grandfather would say, I think, at Medina. Yeet.
It's a verb.
Oh,
to, yeet
to do
something.
You eat something. You eat. You he would yeet. You would yeet. You yeet. No.
No.
Eat your dinner.
No.
That means you eat. It's a contraction. It's a new contraction for you eat.
No.
Yeet.
It means to throw something with force. Like he yeeted her across the room. He threw her across the room.
I hope nobody yeets somebody else.
Sheesh. What does it mean if someone is zesty?
Oh, zesty, like full of enthusiasm and energy. I
like
had a
flamboyant.
Little girl in the class that was zesty the other day.
It says flamboyant.
Oh, more flamboyant. Okay, so that would be others. Flamboyant.
Okay, we're going to do a couple of more on here. What are you doing if you're spilling the tea?
Oh, you're gossiping.
Yes,
good I know job. That one. That one's old. Spilling the tea.
Okay. What does it mean? Oh, we already did basic. On original, we did that one already.
Yeah.
What is a whip?
Oh, it's your car.
Yeah.
But I used to think it was the dance. Do
well,
the whip.
It's that
because your cousins
yes.
used to do the whip, or your cousins, my nephews used to do the whip. But your dad always said, "Well, you're my new whip." I'm like, okay.
When is something considered extra? Like you're being extra.
I know. I get that a lot too.
You are
being extra, like over the top. You're. Need us to do all these things.
Extravagant.
Yes. Sometimes Gabby's a little extra.
Yes. Explain the slang term bop.
Bop. K kids bop. What the slang term bobby bop 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 dance bop bop. Is it an acronym? Am I supposed to come up with words?
No, so I'll give you the choices that are listed. Okay. Fighting someone, a social media app, a dance move, or a good song.
Oh, well, in my day it was a good song, but that's probably not it. Oh, it is?
A
good
song. Something's a bop. Like, that's a bop. So it must be a good kids song. Bop, I would not describe as a bop. It's not a good song.
But maybe that's what, it's kids' songs.
Sure. Okay, try to guess what wig means.
Hair.
See, that's what I have. This is one I did not even one, know.
Or, but I've hear people like wig out. Is that a thing? Or like spaz out?
Is apparently, that what you're going with? Wig is a Gen Z phrase that is usually meant to refer to something that is amazing or exciting. It comes from the idea that someone is so blown away that their wig flew
off. So, like
off.
A wig out. So, yeah, I've heard that. Like, that's old where you wig out. So, you like get all excited for something. So, that makes sense. But I didn't realize that that meant like your wig blew off. So, that would, yeah. That's interesting where that came from, but yeah.
Have you heard of "and I oop"?
I oops a lot, but I don't know what oops.
And I
did it again. Oops, I did it again.
I mean, kind of. So it
here
means
I am with
that
my
you,
microphone doing my Britney.
You made a mistake, like "and I oop."
That would make sense, but
yeah,
at least it makes sense. A little
odd.
Do
you know
just
what,
say oops.
What is woke?
I'm woke. I'm. Besides wide awake, I'm woke.
I'm sleeping.
I know. Let me think. Use it in a sentence because I know. I'm woke about what he just did. Like surprised or not
for
surprised.
An old person, you're very woke. You're not old. Like, I'm just using that as a sentence.
Like with it?
So a term Wendy? A term from Gen Z to refer to someone aware of social injustice and actively doing their part in order to stop it from continuing.
Oh.
So you could say like, if someone lives in a small town, they're older in a rural area, and maybe they're a bit racist or something, and then their neighbor is not, that person would be woke.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Interesting.
A lot of people use woke
as
it can
when
be
you
a positive
wake up.
Or a negative connotation. Some people say like things are too woke these days, or you know,
I've
you've
heard
it
used, but still means you're awake.
Okay, what does TBH stand for?
To be honest.
Yes, good job.
Yes, I know that one.
What does it mean if you're ghosting someone? The term ghosting.
So I'm a little confused. I mean, ghosting, you don't talk back to them. You don't, like, reply to their text. You just totally don't reply to them. Don't
never
you just go away.
Out.
Never reach back out. I do know that.
So basically.
Wait, the one I didn't know is.
It usually is when people, like, will go on dates with someone or a date. And then instead of being like, oh, I'm just like, you're not the person for me. I'm just not really interested. You just don't.
You just go. Yeah, ghost. I know that one. But there's another one they used like on Bachelor and all that that I don't understand fully. I forget what it is. Not ghosting, but.
I'm not sure. I haven't watched. What is swole?
Who?
Swole.
Swole?
Like, oh, he's swole.
Spell it?
S-W-O-L-E.
Oh. Swole. No clue. Swollen.
That means buff. Like, oh, he's got big muscles.
Swollen. I was going to say chubby. So
it's not
that
though. It's
yes,
buff.
But I mean, kind of the same. Swole. You're swole, Bo.
What?
Bo? I don't know what that came out of.
Yikes. What is someone's fit?
Oh, their outfit.
Yeah.
Like, I have to look up OOTD, outfit of the day. What else did I want to say? There was one other. Oh, BRB. Be right back.
Yeah, those are old. Those are AIM ones. Oh. What is Finna?
AIM.
Yeah, AOL Messenger.
Oh my gosh, those are way old.
Yeah, that's when we use
Finna?
BRB. What's Finna?
That's a person in the movie we just watched.
No, that's Finnick.
Oh.
Finnick O'Dare from Hunger Games is not Finna.
Finna. I'm on a Finna. Finished? Use in a sentence, please.
I really am not good at it because I don't use this in my regular vernacular.
Vocabulary,
that's the word I'm looking for. I don't like I feel like I've heard Justin say it, but like I don't know how to appropriately use it in a sentence.
Oh. Finna.
He
finished?
It basically means like gonna. You're planning to do something.
Yes, he said I'm finna.
Yeah.
Like, no, if you're gonna do it, that means you're gonna do it. Finna means you finished doing it. So to me it doesn't make any sense.
What is an L-E-W-K? A Luke.
A Luke? I look at you.
I mean,
a look, a leak. Is it an acronym?
No.
Oh, Luke? Use it in a sentence. Term.
Like, oh, Kim Kardashian really had a look at the Met. I just like gave it away.
Yeah, basically, a look.
It's just like
a look.
A cool outfit. L E W K.
Say cool outfit. Cool.
Yeah. You already did the beat. Do you remember what Gucci means? Like, not the brand. If someone says, like, that's Gucci.
Means it's hot and expensive? Like, it's bougie?
Cool.
I was going to ask you bougie, but you know what bougie means, so I skipped that one.
Okay. It's because you people use it all the time.
When Gen Z says, like, oh, this is my fam, what are they referring to?
Their family?
No. They're close friends.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like fam.
Yeah. What is a glow up?
Oh, I need a glow up. Right? When you get like a makeover? Yes. Isn't it a glow up?
A makeover or a transformation. Yes, what is a stan?
Oh, I know this one too. Like you're like an opinion that you feel is the truth, or you're like, yeah.
Kind of. More so like as a noun, like I would consider myself a Vanderpump Rules stan, or I would
like
consider
you like it and you think it's good.
A vodka pasta stan, like a huge fan, obsessive
yes.
fan.
Yes, we're having vodka pasta here soon.
What does it mean if you're shook? That one's obvious.
I'm shook. I'm like surprised or
I'm shocked.
Dazed.
Yeah.
Shocked would be a good one.
What's
to go
bruh?
With bro,
bruh.
Yeah, but it's like your bro, your friend, your
yeah.
buddy.
Yeah,
bruh.
We already said bougie. You know what that means. Bro. Do you know where bougie came from?
Not a clue.
It's kind of like a shortened slang for bourgeoisie.
Oh.
Bougie.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. What is clout? Or what is a clout chaser?
Oh, like a clout is like famous, or you have a lot of followers, or you have a lot of clout.
Yeah. So people have called me. People say sometimes I use Gabby for her clout. I'm like, well, she's my sister.
Yes.
I have to be around her. I just happen to get clout secondhand.
Yes, we all do. But we're proud of that, Gabby. Thank you.
What is sus? If someone's like, ooh, that's sus. She's sus.
Oh, by the way, and she wouldn't be there without, you know, everything we do. So,
no, so just really,
kidding.
We're the ones who are providing the clout.
Just kidding.
Gabby's the face
anyway.
Of our brand.
Right. We all work together. We're a team.
Okay. What is sus? Like, oh, that girl's sus.
Like, I always think it's like suspect to something.
Yeah. Suspicious. Like if someone's being shady, you're like,
oh,
that's
shady.
Sus.
Yeah. Sus. It's funny that I hear some of these in my classrooms while subbing.
Crazy. What's the definition of fire? If something's fire.
Something's fire. It's hot. It's great. It's awesome. Cool. Amazing. Cool.
What is TFW
fire.
Mean? That's an acronym.
WTF,
no.
I know what?
No, TFW.
TFW. Oh. Give me a hint.
It's used like in videos or something or like a picture and it's like TFW. TFW score a deal. And you post a picture with what you bought.
I don't know.
That feeling one.
Oh.
That feeling when you
that.
Score a deal.
Oh.
What is TLDR? If someone...
I have to see the... Like, I'm a visual. I have to see TLDR.
It started on Reddit. At the end of a long story, somebody would write TLDR.
Do real?
I can tell you if you don't know. This one I didn't know. I had to look up the first time I saw it.
Okay.
Too long, didn't read. So if a story is too long, you write TLDR and you just, like, put a quick, like, sentence summing it up at the bottom. So, like, if someone's like, long story short is another way
there
to say
it. There you go. I know long story short.
If something is savage, what does that mean?
Savage. I'm a savage.
Yes, it is a song, but.
Nasty.
Harsh.
Like, oh, I was thinking more like powerful. And
like harsh. Like, ooh, she's a savage. Like when Gabby and I used to
sometimes.
Argue, she would be a savage. She would go below the belt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I wouldn't think of that. I was thinking of it more of a positive way.
What does it mean if someone's salty?
Cranky and just sometimes you get salty.
cranky and...
Well, specifically, it's supposed to mean, like, jealous. Like, oh, you're salty because you didn't get that.
I was thinking I get
salty
way.
If I just get mad. Like, yeah. Mine's more moody.
Moody, yeah.
And salty.
No, salty, jealous? Oh, yeah. I never thought of it that way, but...
What is a troll? If someone's trolling.
Short, no.
No.
It is, like, trolling. Like, you're stalking them, kind of. Not stalking in a bad way, but, like, going through their stuff.
Internet and troll. So, like, you're commenting mean comments on a bunch of things.
Oh, that. There's a lot of meaning. I was on... Okay, so I never go on Twitter unless it's, like, cheer stuff. Or my favorite thing on Twitter, though, recently is, like, all these, like, cases that are going on. So, I go on for the Idaho case, and now even the Gabby things going on there. Gabby Petito. Laundry.
Not Petito.
Petito. And Brian Laundry, but there's some new stuff out about that. So I get on, and anytime there's cheer competition, I get on to look up stuff. And I just cannot stand the, what are they, Anons?
Anons?
Anons? Or these people, or just people that make up accounts and are so mean on Twitter. Goes on. Oh my God. It's in the cheer world, it's awful. Absolutely awful. I wish it didn't, but like they're making fun of people's hair and people's, and I'm like, like, to the meanest, I hate it. But, yeah. Where were we going with that?
I have no idea. What was trolls. The one you asked me? Trolling.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's such some mean people on Twitter. Don't do it. Be nice.
We'll do a couple more because I'm really hungry. What is low-key?
Oh, low-key is, like, just very nothing exciting. Like, we're going to have a low-key night. We're not going to do anything exciting. We're just going to be here and...
So low-key is, like, discreet. Like,
correct.
Low-key, I don't like... spinach. Oh. If we're having spinach tonight, like low discreet, key, like low like key, it. I don't like that.
Yeah, true.
Well, what is high key?
I've never heard of high key.
It's being really into something. So like say. I'm high key obsessed with ice cream.
Okay.
Yes, you are.
Yes. I think that's probably good because I am high key starving. We did a lot. Do you feel more educated?
I am, but I won't remember them. That's the bad part. I won't remember any of them. Somebody will send it to me. I have to go look it up.
That's okay.
But maybe.
They're easy to look up. Okay. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this. We're going to go make our dinner for the rest of the night. If you'd like to see what's happening,
I drive back 2 hours.
Watch my Vlogmas. Today will be day 5 as we're recording this.
Maybe someday I'll have Talkmas and you can watch my reactions to their Vlogmases.
All right. Well, thank you for listening and we'll catch you next week on Outgoing.
Without going out.
Bye. Bye.